now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, second hour of the Earshot 20. We are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Inman. Brian Cleveland is in studio, and he is holding on to his beautiful daughter, Anna Cleveland, who's joining us this week. Wouldn't have it any other way. It's been one of the most entertaining episodes, I think. She gives Jimmy a run for his money. I'll tell you that.
The one thing I've noticed about, well, at least Anna, I can't speak for lots of other babies, but I think this is probably the case, is that they definitely respond to other people. So the most that Anna talks is when other people are talking. So,
well, that's good.
She's just gonna help for sure.
She's gonna help. Like you said, we are doing the countdown into the top 10. It all comes from earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Just go and check it out. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, where you'll find the entire national top 50 this week. For the week ending Tuesday, August 9th, 2016, we're bringing you the 20 most played albums across Canada out of the top 50. And you can, as always, find the full list online, as well as charts from the submitting stations. Over 30 campus and community radio stations participating every single week in submitting their own top 30 most played records, as well as genre-specific charts, the top 10s of electronic hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, as well as monthly and yearly charts, reviews, interviews, and so much more. As always, you can find that and everything else at earshot-online.com.
I made the most noise into this microphone I think I ever have. It rubbed up against the my shirt rubbed up against the mic when I bent over to pick up the toy. All right, and you can find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com is our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to feature you. And if you're in town like Anna is, then you can come in and make some noise, play some drums, you know, all that good stuff.
Bring your own toys.
Right here in studio. You can do it. Can't you, Anna? Yes, you can. All right. We have more of the countdown to bring you, and of course, more music news with Stephen Karlick coming up as well. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in first.
You're going to hear from Hannah Georges. Her latest is called For Evelyn. This week, it is in at number 10, down from number 7. You'll hear Don't Go. Then Bergstrand by DJ Shadow from the Mountain will fall up one spot to number 9. Closing out our first set of three of this hour, it is Supermoon back into the show, all the way up from number 39 into number 8. From the album Playland, you'll hear If You Say So.
Here's Hannah Georges, Don't Go. Stick around, there's more on the way. You're number 10 right now. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Yeah.
That was If You Say So by Supermoon at number 8, up from number 39 from their record on Mint Records called Playland. In the middle there at number 9, up one spot, DJ Shadow, The Mountain Will Fall. Bergschrund is a track that you heard. And Hannah Georges kicking off that set with Don't Go from For Evelyn at number 10. Down from number 7.
Second hour of the countdown here, and it's time to connect again with Stephen Karlick at Exclaim for some more music news. We start with a story that I think should get anyone who's anyone excited. That is, you have the opportunity to see the man formerly known as Cat Stevens perform.
Yes, indeed. He, of course, had a storied career as Cat Stevens before the acclaimed musician converted to Islam and reinvented himself as Yusuf. Yusuf has been releasing music fairly steadily under the one-name moniker since his return to the realm of pop music back in 2006, but he's now announced plans to take both recent and older material out on a tour dubbed A Cat's Attic. The tour will kick off in Toronto with a show at the Sony Center on September 12th and will be followed by a stateside jaunt through cities like Philadelphia, Boston, New York, and Chicago. It'll all wrap up in Los Angeles on October 6th and 7th. Toronto is the only Canadian date on the tour right now. The tour, of course, coincides with the 50th anniversary of Steven's debut single, I Love My Dog, and the tour promises to include, quote, stripped-down, introspective performances. Yusuf's latest album arrived in 2014 with Tell Him I'm Gone, though he's released a single since then titled He Was Alone earlier this year. You can hear that and see all upcoming dates at exclaim.ca.
Sounds like it would be an incredible show. Have you ever had the opportunity to see him?
I have not, no. I've heard he's a great performer. He is. You know, I've been making an effort lately to see the legends in concert before they pass or before they decide to retire. Maybe this one should be on my list.
Well, there you go. And check it out. You can go to exclaim.ca to get all the info. If you're a fan of the band Sum 41, you might get just a little bit excited for this next one, as in addition to their new album, they've also announced a tour.
Yes, they have. The Don't Call It a Sumback Tour will kick off a string of dates on October 5th in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, before the band make their way north. They'll cross over into Canada for dates in Montreal, Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver, and the entire tour will come to a close on November 6th in Los Angeles. The Canadian pop-punk vets are making their return with a new album that they announced earlier this summer. It's titled 13 Voices, and they'll be joined on tour by supporting acts Senses Fail and As It Is. Tickets are on sale as of Friday, August 12th, and you can see the full list of dates at exclaim.ca. 13 Voices is, of course, out on October 7th, courtesy of Hopeless Records.
And I also enjoy what they've chosen as the title for the tour. I think they probably got ahead of the media and or internet trolls on that one.
Yeah. For sure.
And, well, there you go. And this hour of music news concludes with some great news for fans of Dev Hynes, a.k.a. Blood Orange, as he's taking the show on the road.
Yes, indeed. Exclaim's current cover star, Dev Hynes, just released his new album, Freetown Sound, under his Blood Orange moniker. And it's been a while since he toured, and, you know, he's talked in interviews about not wanting to tour too much for this record. And so we're lucky. I mean, he's only announced something like 8 dates on his current tour, which he's calling Welcome to Freetown. He'll play Washington, Atlanta, Toronto, and New York City, with the sole Canadian date scheduled for September 21st at the Danforth Music Hall, one day before my birthday, so if you're wondering what to get me. In addition to the exciting performance, the Welcome to Freetown tour will give attendees access to exclusive new merchandise inspired by the street vendors of New York City. You can find a link to a sneak peek of the collection of caps, shirts, and lighters at exclaim.ca, where you can, of course, see all the dates, as well as listen to his new single, Augustine, which we played, was my song pick on a recent episode of Earshot.
I wonder if GoFundMe will allow me to crowdsource money to send you to go to the Blood Orange concert. That'd be good.
I feel like getting $40 wouldn't be that hard.
No, you're right.
We'll come up with a sob story.
But I'd need to do it up. It's your birthday, so it'd have to include dinner and maybe a limo
ride.
Backstage passes. Oh yeah, it needs to be everything. But we'll see what we can do. But until then, of course, that's it for music news this week. You can head to exclaim.ca for all that and much more, or pick up a copy near you. Stephen, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, and now we'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. My song pick this week comes from a formerly Montreal-based, now Toronto-based producer. Jacques Green is a much-revered producer who founded his own label called Vaz Records, an amazing record label earlier in the 2000s, released some really incredible singles, including some of his own. He's been quiet fairly recently for the last 2 years, but this week he returned with a new single called You Can't Deny. It's not a teaser for an album. I don't know if there's much coming in the wake of it, but it is an excellent four-minute dance floor filler. This is You Can't Deny by Jacques Green on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Blood Orange, Blink-182, Swiss Army Man, Tragically Hip, Bad Bad Not Good, Schoolboy Q, Arkells, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Acidic by Holy F, their latest, called Congrats, this week at number 6, up from number 13. And in the middle there, Clarity by River Tibber from the album Indigo at number 7, up from number 11. And as always, we heard from Stephen Karlick this week, senior editor at Exclaim magazine in Toronto. And as always, he had a pick to close out the news. It was a track by Jacques Green, the Canadian electronic producer, called You Can't Deny.
There you go. Thank you, Stephen, for that pick. Anna, you enjoyed it? I think you did. Brian Cleveland and Anthony Emin with you, counting down the top 20 albums now into the top 10 of the Earshot 20, and joined by the lovely Anna Cleveland, Brian's daughter. How old is she now?
She's almost 10 months and like almost 3 days.
See, and
not our worst behaved guest.
She's so vocal. No, you're right. We've had worse. Wayne Hansen.
He
doesn't know how to behave himself.
He'll hear you say that.
He will. Yeah, no, he listens to the program. So there you go. We are now going to get back into the charts. Coming up in the next break, one more break from the countdown, we'll give you an idea of what's debuting below the top 20. But first, we're going to let you know what's coming in at 14. No, not 14, 4 and 5, right?
That's
four
correct.
And 5. Yeah, there you go.
Quite different. And we've been talking about previously that Mint Records are having a pretty big year this year with lots of big summer releases. That includes the debut from Halifax's Heaven For Real. You're going to hear the title track from their new album called Kill Your Memory. It's down 2 spots from 3 to number 5. And up 1 spot from 5 to 4, it is Andy Show from The Party, his debut on Arts and Crafts. You'll hear Twist Your Ankle.
Picked up the paper glass, griffles you drink in half. After you clean that, you're back trapped in the ruse. You've got a patient talking tone, now you're sizing up the room. There's Kyle, he was your best friend, you knew he'd be here again. Hello high school lover flame, bad news, there's nothing there. Here's an ancient photograph, you signed it when you didn't care. All of those pieces, they might impersonate me. I know you're different, maybe better than the mystery. Oh, I've seen it before, and I see it all. I see it all, time and every day and each night. There's so much you change and grow. Living under
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Earshot 20.
That was Twist Your Ankle by Andy Schuff. His latest is called The Party. It's up one spot to number 4. Anna's into a bottle here.
She is, yeah.
Grunting and the gurgling. And at number 5, down 2 spots, Heaven for Real. The album is called Kill Your Memory. You heard the track as well with the same title.
This would never fly with commercial radio, but that is the beauty of campus and community radio. It doesn't matter who your guests are, as long as you make sure your program gets done. No one cares. Thanks for being with us, Anna. All right, we've got 3 more tracks to bring you, but before we do, we have some debuts to tell you about. Of course, they're below the top 20, so you're not going to hear from them this week, but you could hear from them in a coming week, and Brian's got the lowdown for you.
Yes, there's 7 debuts below the top 20 this week. Kicking all the way down at number 50 is Dan Frechette and Laurel Thompson with a new album called Between the Rain. Up a few spots from there, it is Fredericton's Cellar Ghost with a new record on Monopolized Records out of St. John called In the Whiteout. The Julie Ruin hit Reset with an album of the same name at number 41. At number 40, Martha with Blisters in the Pit of My Heart. And The Descendants up one spot from that at number 39 with Hypercaffium Spazinate. Japan Girls with Divorce at number 36. And our highest debut this week at number 35, Mastercraft with a release called Operator.
Awesome. Thanks for that. All right, here we go. Number three, number two, number one, two and one. Sitting still from last week. Brian's going to let you know first what's coming in the number three spot.
The third most played album across Canada this week, up from number six the week before. It is the self-titled debut on Buzz Records from the band Weaves. Here's a track called Stress.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our number one album this weekend for a few weeks in a row. The latest from Bad Bad Not Good, the Toronto-based instrumental hip-hop trio, or now quartet, actually. They added a member. This new album is called Four. It's on Arts and Crafts, and that was a track called Cashmere. As well, in the middle there, also sitting still at number two for a couple weeks, it is the latest from JR, his second aptly titled J2 on Mint Records, and you heard a track called Earth to J. And Weaves with a track from their self-titled debut full-length on Buzz Records. At number three, up for number six, it was a track called Stress. And that closes out the top 20 most played albums across Canada for another week.
Crazy. We've done it for another week. Thanks very much for tuning in. If you are just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is in studio, and Anna has done it. She's lasted a whole show without crying or screaming or anything. She's just been here. She's been having fun with us. And what better way to do your job than to bring your kid to work?
Well, she screamed, but enjoy.
Enjoy. It was a joyful
It's hard
scream.
To tell the difference sometimes.
Yeah. She was happy about how the charts fell this week. It is the Earshot 20. Earshot-online.com is where you can find the charts. And the program is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick campus and community radio station. We broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. It's the first time the program is broadcast, and then it is sent out for syndication across the nation to many of your campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be hearing us if you download the program from radio4all.net, or if you podcast the show on iTunes, or if you come and sit live. We can have live studio audience just like Anna did this week. It's all fun and games until a baby needs its bottle. So we're going to sign off. But we'll be back next week with a brand new countdown. And who knows, Anna might be back with us. Until then, though, stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.